It's Get Well Wednesday, and it's brought to you by Walmart. It's time for Take a Loved One to the Doctor. Take a loved one to the doctor. And once again, Dr. Day is presented by our friends at Walmart. Go to blackamericaweb.com for more information on Dr. Day 2014. At Walmart, healthcare begins here. And on the phone is the doctor, Dr. Charles Motlin. Good morning, doctor. How are you?
I'm very good. Good morning, Mr. Joyner. Thanks for having me.
All right, Dr. Motlin, and he's here to talk about talk about prostate cancer and going to a urologist the regular, sir.
Well, exactly. You know, Mr. Joyner, we've talked before that black men, in particular, men of color, suffer disproportionately from a variety of what we call healthcare disparities: higher rates of diabetes, hypertension, several types of cancers, including prostate cancer, kidney disease. In fact, black men develop and die from prostate cancer twice as often as white men. And so I have some very important information that I think your listening audience should really become aware of. You know, primary care doctors are the doctors that we generally go to take care of our general health and wellness. Mm-hmm. They look at our blood pressure, they look at our cholesterol, they give us immunizations and things like that. But a urologist is a physician and a surgeon who specializes in men's health issues, such as prostate cancer, voiding dysfunction, male reproduction. And so it's very critical that men, you know, just like women go to for the most part, women have a gynecologist who focuses in on women's health issues.
And our equivalent of a gynecologist is a urologist, huh?
Is a urologist.
Women generally on the regular go to a gynecologist along with their primary care, but they go to a gynecologist. We need to go to a urologist to get ourselves checked out.
Exactly. In addition to a primary care provider, we all need a primary care provider, but a urologist can actually assist the primary care provider in providing our overall health and wellness. We don't have to accept the fact that black men develop and die from prostate cancer twice as often as white men. There are things that we can do to prevent the high mortality rates experienced by men of color with respect to prostate cancer, for example.
What can we do?
Well, the best, there's no known, at this time, there's no known prevention of prostate cancer. We think that vitamin D supplementation, for example, low-fat diets, not smoking can reduce the incidence. But the best way is early detection, and that is through what we call PSA, prostate-specific antigen blood screenings. Because if we can detect prostate cancer in early stages, it's essentially almost 100% curable. If it goes outside the prostate and spreads, then we can't really cure it. We can control it for some time, but we can't cure it. And so, again, it's critical that men have a urologist, because urologists are up to date with respect to the current recommendations for screening prostate cancer.
So you got nothing to prevent it except
well, good. Taking care of yourself, though.
Taking care of yourself.
That's in terms of your eating habits and vitamins and things. Doctor, what age are we talking about for men? Because girls start going to a gynecologist usually during their teenage years or certainly. At what age are we talking about men having this urologist visit?
Well, I think initially we need to start educating our adolescents, our youth, about the importance of health and wellness. But when we talk about screening for prostate cancer, the American Urologic Association recommends that African-American males, because we are at higher risk, should start screening at the age of 40, in contrast to white males who should start screening at the age of 55 unless they have a strong family history. So that is a huge 15-year differential in terms of recommendations. And urologists, you know, we know all these things. We can educate the men about how to take better care of themselves. I think it's important for the women in your listening audience also to take note of this, because we know that women make many of the healthcare related decisions in the families and can get
that fool to go to a urologist, is what you're saying, Doc?
Well, we need to do whatever it takes to get the guys there.
Whatever it takes to get them there?
To get there. I mean, and because these healthcare disparities, when we put all the healthcare disparities together, African-American men have about a 7 to 8 year shorter life expectancy compared to Caucasian men. And there are things that we can do about it to stop these high, devastating mortality rates in the black community.
And the frequency of sex, doctor.
Well,
does that play a part in it?
Well,
that's,
you know,
what we hear a lot.
What?
That the more sex, you know, the doctor said we need to have more sex so I can keep my plumbing.
Sound like that, though.
No, yeah, it sounds a lot like that.
Yeah.
Sound like that. Is that true, doctor?
Well,
give your man more sex and he'll be healthier?
It contributes to the overall health and wellness of the individual.
Okay.
Thank you, Doc.
Thank you, Doc.
I think Doc just told us to tell your women, give us more sex so we'll be healthier.
Overall
and healthy.
Without the attitude.
And without attitude.
Right, Doc? Doctor
says.
Isn't that right, Doc?
Whatever you say.
Yeah. That must be married.
If you want to talk to the doctor, you can text him your question.
You can tell the doctor's married, man.
646-464. Thank you, Dr. Charles Modlin.
She doesn't sound like that.
Yes, she does.